We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions and news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, splendid viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlundellSat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Eterna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan-Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India plans to rebuild a renowned 3rd century Buddhist university. In good governance news, Brisbane City Council in Australia initiates an eco-friendly public transport program. In health news, Brazilian researchers find that soy isoflavones may help improve sleep patterns of older women. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 19th, eminent Indian astrophysicist Dr. Subramanian Chandrasekhar was born in 1910. Dr. Chandrasekhar, considered one of the leading astrophysicists of the 20th century, is well known for his work dealing with stellar evolution. His ideas became the foundation of the theory of black holes. For Dr. Chandrasekhar's contributions in this area, he was honored with a Nobel Prize in Physics in 1983, together with fellow astrophysicist Dr. William Fowler of the United States. May the achievements of brilliant scientists such as Dr. Subramanian Chandrasekhar guide us to a better understanding and appreciation of the grand universe.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. In September, the island's most severe storm of the year caused major flooding in southern regions, with 3 people who lost their lives and 75 others injured. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request at the time, our Formosan or Taiwanese Association members immediately traveled to the affected regions to assist the area's residents.
Upon receiving their report of the situation, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her love and prayers for the storm victims and asked that our association's relief team please check to see if more help was required. Offering further funds if needed, she requested that they continue the relief work as necessary. Following their next assessments, 2 relief teams set out with approximately $13,000 that had been donated by our Formosan Association members.
One group worked in Kaohsiung, the other relief team went to Pintung County, where 890 villagers from 547 households in Lai, Sandaman, and Maijia townships had been displaced. In Lai, which suffered the greatest losses, continued torrential rains had also set off a massive landslide, causing many residents to lose their dwellings and all their belongings. Residents told our association members that when they went to clean up their homes, all they could see was mud and rocks. However, they said they could not afford to buy a new house and did not know where to go to live or find a job.
Our association members purchased vegan food supplies and other necessities, making several trips to deliver them to the grateful victims who were staying in shelters or some in their damaged homes. The supplies included hundreds of boxes of vegan food items, drinking water, soy milk powder, tissue paper, towels, and diapers, as well as monetary aid to 40 of the households that were most in need.
We also are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional support, as well as for the endeavors of our association's relief teams. May the Formosan people be graced to smoothly recover the regularity of their day-to-day lives, as such calamities are eased through humanity's more conscientious care of each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai is sending an additional $20,000 donation for any extra urgent needs, with all her love and prayers for the afflicted.
Thousands in the Philippines flee as Typhoon Megi intensifies. In what is being called the strongest storm in the Pacific Ocean since 1990, Super Typhoon Megi struck northern Luzon Island on Monday, October 18, claiming at least 3 lives as winds gusting up to 260 kilometers per hour tore roofs from houses and toppled electricity poles. Meanwhile, torrential rains set off landslides in mountainous areas. Over 3,000 residents in the Luzon provinces of Cagayan and Isabela had already been evacuated from coastal areas ahead of the storm, along with the announcement of school closures and flight cancellations.
The high-speed winds and rains left many areas with zero visibility, taking out power throughout the entire province of Isabela, as well as in 16 of 28 Cagayan towns. Meanwhile, thousands of military, police, relief agencies, such as International Charity Save the Children, and volunteer personnel were summoned in readiness to help along with boats, large trucks, heavy equipment, helicopters, and thousands of food packs were also prepared. U.S. military and U.N. representatives also met with Philippine President Benigno Aquino III to outline plans for how to best offer their assistance. With all her sympathy, Supreme Master Qinghai is offering $15,000, asking that our nearby association members check with Philippine officials and relief agencies to see if any more help is needed and to go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $211,000 in supplies obtained in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living.
Our appreciation, President Aquino, and all officials, organizations, volunteers, and personnel working to ensure the safety of the vulnerable, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern. May heaven protect the Philippine people as we pray that such weather intensities quickly subside through our united efforts to restore Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Rescued Chilean miners gather for Sunday Mass of Thanksgiving. A group of 12 of the miners rescued after more than 2 months underground returned to the mine with their families for a religious ceremony as well as a tour of the tent area known as Camp Hope, where their loved ones had awaited their safe arrival above ground. As an emotional mass was held near the rescue shaft in gratitude for the mission's success, miner Mario Sepulveda spoke for the group's focus when they were underground as he said, "We prayed and prayed. We begged God to help us." Luis Urzua, who was the last miner to be pulled to safety, also stated in appreciation, "It's a very beautiful experience to be here and see where our families were." All the miners are said to be in good health, with only one still in the hospital. God's blessings to all 33 Chilean miners on your health and recovery, and may such a Thanksgiving ceremony remind us all to cherish the gift of life and our time with loved ones.
From munitions to music, Iraqi firms making change. At the four-day Baghdad International Fair, Iraqi companies such as Al Shahid State Company, which previously manufactured weapons and other military accessories, are now showcasing production lines for items such as brass for trumpets, vases, copper cables, water sprinklers, and microscopes. The transformation of these businesses was initially assisted by U.S. diplomat Paul Bremer, whose mission was to help turn military industries into civilian ones. Another firm, the Al-Ika Company, has successfully transitioned from producing heavy artillery to producing filters, water purifying machines, and microscopes. Our sincere accolades, Al-Shahid State Company, Al-Ika, and all others for your successful transitions to peaceful enterprises. May Allah grace your continued endeavors with many more such harmonious transformations, leading to lasting stability and prosperity for all.
Australians honor newly canonized saint. On Sunday, October 17th, thousands gathered to listen as His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI officially canonized Mary MacKillop, a 19th century nun who had devoted her life to the education and care of Aboriginal Australians and is the nation's first Roman Catholic saint. In recognizing her, along with five others being transcended to sainthood, His Holiness said of Mary MacKillop, "She dedicated herself as a young woman to the education of the poor in the difficult and demanding terrain of rural Australia, inspiring other women to join her in the first women's community of religious sisters of that country." The Pope went on to say that all could be inspired by such shining examples as these. "We join in a reverent salute to Australia's Saint Mary MacKillop and the other newest saints. May their lives of nobility and spirituality serve as beacons to a kinder and uplifted world. Puntland Government Minister Freed, Ports Minister Sayed Mohammed Ragay from Somalia's semi-autonomous Puntland region was released several days after his detainment. Somali local elders were reportedly instrumental in negotiating his freedom. We thank the Somali elders for their diplomatic efforts that led to Minister Ragay's peaceful freedom, wishing him many warm celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. China's Tian Shan Heavenly Lake region bans livestock grazing to protect ecology. Starting in autumn 2010, the Tian Shan Heavenly Lake region and Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region has prohibited livestock grazing as part of measures to protect the grassland, forests, and ecology. Situated 2,000 meters above sea level and listed as a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site since 1990, the lake and surrounding peaks, also known as the Celestial Mountains, are known for their pristine natural beauty.
However, the area's management committee explained that overgrazing in recent years has caused severe degradation of the alpine grasslands, which has, in turn, set off mudslides, floods, and other natural disasters. Research reports also showed that the most recent mudslides on June 22nd this year occurred at places where livestock usually grazed. Additionally, a 2007 report indicated that the reduction of livestock from 180,000 to 80,000 over a period of 4 years had resulted in significant area improvements. The committee thus has expressed their hope that the ban imposed on livestock grazing will bring a restored balance of all ecosystems in the region.
Kudos, Tian Shan Heavenly Lake Committee, and all parties involved for your pledge to preserve this legendary region. May such measures foster a growing realization of the benefits of halting all livestock-related practices in honoring a more humane and sustainable existence for all.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently emphasized the need to eliminate the animal agriculture and meat production industry for the protection of our earth, as during a video message for a June 2009 conference in Mexico.
Overgrazing by livestock, which occupies nearly a third of our Earth's land surface worldwide, is a major cause of desertification and other damages, and is responsible for more than 50% of land erosion. Now we must stop livestock grazing to protect our soil and protect our life. Therefore, it is vital that we change our lifestyle. It's very easy to do it. Setting a noble example for others to follow and do our part to bring to the public's attention the urgent climate change issues and its solutions, the foremost being vegan diet, the vegan diet, to safeguard our precious planet. It is time to walk the talk, because there is not much time left now.
Save our planet. Leading European airline industry firms such as British Airways and Airbus announced their support of a university research project in the UK to harvest algae to create a jet biofuel designed to help reduce aviation emissions.
Save Our Planet, U.S. graduate student and interactive designer Marco Castro Casillo introduces Bus Fruits, a project that grows rooftop gardens on public buses, thereby adding more green spaces to the U.S. city of New York and elsewhere.
Save Our Planet. Russia's agriculture ministry states that the extreme heat and associated forest fires this past summer resulted in damage to over 13 million hectares of crops, with losses of one-third of the nation's grain harvest and an economic impact of $1.3 billion.
Warning News. Research in Wales, United Kingdom, reveals that people who smoke cigarettes are more likely to engage in other poor health behaviors, such as alcohol binge drinking, and are also more prone to mental disorders such as depression and anxiety.
I eat only vegan foods for a diet of peace. Today, I have a tip to help your small-sized canine companion in jumping on or off her or his favorite couch or armchair. You can provide steps or a ramp to help your pooch pal make a smooth and safe transition. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In cultural news, India plans to rebuild a renowned 3rd century Buddhist university. The nation's parliament passed legislation approving the reconstruction of Nalanda University, one of the globe's oldest educational institutions. Historians believe it once had 10,000 scholars and students from across Asia. The remnants are situated 90 kilometers from Patna, the capital of the eastern state of Bihar. Dr. Amartya Sen, Nobel Memorial Prize laureate in economic science and strong supporter of the project, said, "Nalanda was one of the highest intellectual achievements in the history of the world, and we are committed to revive it. Congratulations, India, on this exciting project. We look forward to hearing more about the wonderful rebirth of this illustrious center of learning."
In good governance news, Brisbane City Council in Australia initiates an eco-friendly public transport project. City Cycle includes 150 stations in the metropolitan area and in several surrounding suburbs. Residents and visitors can borrow bicycles from these sites for local travel. Up to 2,000 bikes will be available, which riders can pick up at one site and return to another. Yearly, 3-month or 1-day subscriptions can be purchased, with any trip fewer than 30 minutes being free. Brisbane Lord Mayor Campbell Newman launched the subscription program. Miss Alison Durham, Advocacy Manager of the National Heart Foundation of Australia, Dr. Peter Anderson, Policy and Advocacy Manager of Diabetes Australia, Queensland, and others lauded the endeavour.
We're really supportive of the Brisbane City Cycle program because we believe it's going to improve the health of people. It's going to give people the opportunity to have physical activity. Of course, it's got the brilliant advantage of reducing cars on our streets, reducing pollution, clearing our air, and really it's got a lot of green benefits as well.
Cycling is a very good thing to do for people to reduce their risk of type 2 diabetes. We know that 60% of the burden of type 2 diabetes can be improved through a healthy diet and physical activity. 5 vegetables and 2 fruit and 30 minutes of physical activity every day. And this cycle scheme that Brisbane City Council has put together will enable people to incorporate cycling into their everyday lives. So I would really like to congratulate the council on what they've done.
Cycling is definitely good for it because you're not using petrol, so and you're not burning carbon. So it's a really good activity.
Kudos Brisbane City Council for this laudable green project. We wish you much success. May communities continue to adopt earth-conscious measures for the health of their citizens and the planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, a soya supplement is found to help older women get a good night's sleep. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. More high-thinking news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a gracious world. In health news, Brazilian researchers find that soy isoflavones may help improve the sleep patterns of older women. Dr. Elena Hachul of the Universidad Federal de Sao Paulo and colleagues conducted a study in which 80 milligrams of the soy-based supplement were given to postmenopausal women for 4 months. More than 50% of the group reported that they were able to sleep better at night by the end of that time. Our thankfulness, Dr. Elena Hachul and co-researchers, for highlighting one of the benefits of soy products. May we continue to discover more of the many ways we are enhanced by nature's abundant bounty.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Aymara, a Native American language spoken by the Aymara people of the Andes Mountains, entitled Relative Solution.
Umaruja. Hanit ukamasti kamsata katasa familia nakamampi uthaskata Juan histatainawa. Hani ukamskit Luis walik uchiki. Kol maitasha kamir familia nakahata. Ukha maitha wascha familia nakaharu. Ukatha nikitis kutin kiti.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
我非常喜爱贵电视台的节目，常常在论坛上介绍贵电视台。有很多中文朋友对这个倒数天数很有兴趣，都想知道来源。谢谢，福尔摩沙，台湾，台北的娜娜。
Caring Nana, it's good to hear from you. In the Global Unity Together in Saving Lives conference in Hong Kong in 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained.
Is my inner knowledge through meditation. But that I cannot prove to you. Nevertheless, all the scientific data as well as evidence all point to this approximate number. And the evidence is already there and available. Whether the world will save itself or not, it all depends on humans' action.But the countdown is there to remind us that we have a very short time, just a little over 3 years, for every single person to be veg to save life on Earth.
Heaven bless you and all the Earth-loving people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a heartline today?We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your moments be filled with the glorious song of God's love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Convening in Venezuela for the 4th Abya Yala Great Nations Congress, indigenous leaders from 14 Latin American countries gather in a spirit of solidarity as they discuss traditions and lifestyles, as well as a shared heritage of respecting nature and protecting the environment.
27 organizations and individuals in Singapore are honored with the Singapore Corporation of Rehabilitative Enterprises, or SCORE, Awards for their exemplary actions in giving former offenders a second chance in life with employment opportunities.
The American Humane Association honors U.S. pop singer and television personality Paula Abdul for her work as spokesperson for a program that helps keep animal companions together with women and children in need of shelter.
In response to voiced concern from individuals and the Federation of Indian Animal Protection Organizations, major airline Jet Airways of India issues an apology for featuring bullfighting in an in-flight magazine issue, pledging more sensitive animal portrayals in future.
World Vision Taiwan sponsors the construction of new kindergarten and elementary school classrooms to improve the standard of living for less fortunate children in Western Armenia.
After talks in Switzerland among delegations from Abkhazia, South Ossetia, Georgia, Russia, and the United States, Russia removes its border checkpoint in Ossetia's village of Perevi to ease relations with Georgia and bring greater stability to the region.
A new study by researchers from West Virginia University in the USA shows that 12 to 14-year-old middle school teenagers who are physically active and play on sports teams rate themselves as being both healthier and happier.
In marking the International Day of Rural Women on October 15, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon highlights the key contributions of rural women as he calls for their rights regarding property, technologies, financing, land, health, and education.
In support of continued Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, the government of Russia calls on Israel to reconsider plans to build Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem, where the majority of residents are Palestinian.
The UK's Department for International Development announces an aid donation to Pakistan that will help over 115,000 flood-affected families rebuild their lives and ensure food security.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.